Welcome to the International Personal Finance 2019 Quarter 1 Trading Update Briefing, hosted by Gerard Ryan, Chief Executive Officer, and Justin Lockwood, Chief Financial Officer. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode. After the presentation, there will be an opportunity to ask questions. Instructions will be given at this time. Today's conference is being recorded. I'll now hand you over to Gerard Ryan to begin today's conference.
Thank you, Simon. Well, good morning, everybody, and thank you for joining the call this morning. With me, I've got Justin Lockwood, our CFO, and together we'll take you through the Q1 trading update, which hopefully you've had a chance to read earlier today. Now, if you've had a chance to do that, you'll see that we delivered a solid start to the year in quarter one, and our numbers at a group level are in line with our expectations. But before I get into the detail on the key areas of the business, just to say that European Home Credit delivered a very good operational performance and IPF Digital continued to grow strongly. Now, in contrast, we've met with some challenges in Mexico during the first quarter, and I'll provide you with a bit of colour on that in a few minutes' time. Year on year, we grew credit issue by 9%, and that was led by our digital business. And I'm pleased to report that the quality of the loan portfolio remains very good, and our group annualized impairment to revenue is stable at 26.6%. So that's broadly in line with our year-end result, which was 26.2. Now, in addition, we continue to have a strong funding position, and at the quarter end, the headroom on our debt facilities was 183 million sterling. We're also very pleased to see that our credit rating position improved in the quarter. So first of all, Fitch, who I think you know we've worked with for several years, retained its BB rating, but they also changed the outlook from negative to stable, citing an improvement in the regulatory environment. And then more recently, you may have seen that Moody's assigned a long-term credit rating of BA3 stable outlooks to IPF, together with a rating of BA3 to our senior unsecured debt obligations. This now means we have long-term credit ratings from two global credit rating agencies, both with a stable outlook. So moving on now to the detailed trading performance for each of the three business segments. I'll start with European Home Credit. So these are our businesses in Poland, Czech Republic, Hungary, and Romania. And I'm sure that you'll remember that these businesses serve over a million-plus customers, and they do generate the cash and capital to drive the growth segments of our strategy and reward our shareholders. We're very pleased with our progress in making these businesses more modern and more efficient with high-quality portfolios. And whilst customer numbers contracted in the quarter in these highly competitive and regulated markets, actually all four businesses delivered good performances, and this resulted in credit issue growth of 2%, which, as you've probably seen from our statement, was a positive compared to our previous expectations. We've been very successful in broadening our appeal to better quality customers in our target segment, and together with good collections by agents and improved post-field collections, credit quality remains very strong. So in these businesses, the annualized impairment as a percentage of revenue improved to 16.3%. Now that compares to 19.1% a year ago, or just at the year end of 18, it was actually 17.9%. So a significant improvement. Now, staying in Europe, let me just cover off the regulatory piece. Relatively quiet, actually, in the quarter. But in Romania, I'm sure you'll recall that the APR cap that was passed in December was subject to a constitutional court challenge. And unexpectedly, the outcome of this challenge resulted in the legislation being declared unconstitutional due to insufficient detail being provided in the proposal. And that included the fact that the socioeconomic impacts and the effect on the legal system were not properly addressed. So as a consequence, there is currently no APR cap in Romania. In Poland, there's been no update from the Polish Ministry of Justice on its modified set of proposals, and those are the ones to reduce the existing non-interest rate cap, so we refer to this commonly as TCC. You'll probably remember that a public consultation exercise was being undertaken, but the responses have not been published in full on the Ministry's website. It is our understanding, however, that these responses are broadly in line with the original consultation exercise that was conducted in 2016. Now, at this stage, there is no formal timeline to progress or finalize the draft proposal, but we will update the market with our assessment of the likely financial impact on the group when and if it's actually finalized and approved by the Parliament there. So to close on Europe, there's no substantive update in respect of our ongoing Polish tax audit matter. So turning now to Mexico, you'll have seen in our update that credit issue grew by 3%, and I'd like to provide you some color on that. For those of you who remember our 2018 results presentation, we did explain that we had taken a more cautious stance regarding growth for 2019, given that we saw some softening of the macroeconomic environment in Mexico. You've probably read very recently that, in fact, Mexico's economy shrunk in the first quarter when it had been expected to grow. Now, at the time of our results, we also noted that we would like to see an improvement in our collections performance. Ordinarily, in January, this is a slow month for collections, and we then see a pick-up in February and March. Now, this year, collections were lower than expected in January, and we did see a slight pick-up during the remainder of the quarter, but I have to say the recovery was not good enough, and so by the end of March, collections results in Q1 were lower than the same period last year. We also know from other businesses with agent-based networks, so Tupperware and the like, that fuel shortages in Mexico have hampered operations, and this too impacted our collections performance in this period. Now, obviously, one of the reasons we are so successful is that we have a very significant level of repeat business from satisfied customers. However, existing customers only get offered a new loan, providing they are making their payments satisfactorily. So whenever we see a deterioration in collections, we naturally see a reduction in the volume of repeat business, as our lending criteria are quite strict in this regard. So in order to ensure that we turn to the right levels of repeat business, we've therefore taken the step of tightening our credit criteria a bit further until we bring collections back to a more comfortable level. So these two factors are the major contributors to the reduced level of new business in the quarter. And I also just want to mention at this point that David Parkinson, who I think a number of you will know, and he has led our Northern European home credit businesses for some time, David has now relocated to Mexico on a permanent basis to accelerate our progress here. As we mentioned in the trading update, we expect to see softer credit issue growth figures for Mexico for 2019, but in return, I do fully expect to see a significant improvement in our collections performance. Moving on to IPF Digital, I have to say once again our teams have delivered a strong top-line growth performance and improved credit quality year on year. A combination of continued good demand for our digital offerings in all markets, delivering a great customer experience, and as always, focusing on good CRM, means that activity was very positive and we delivered 33% top-line growth. The new markets, as you would expect, were the key driver of this, and they delivered 77% top-line growth, whereas the established markets delivered 2%. Now, the 2% is lower than previous quarters, but I think we've flagged for some time that they were performing well ahead of our expectations, so we're not disappointed with that result. We think that's actually quite fair. Annualized impairment as a percentage of revenue was 40.4%, and that compares to 41.1% in the same period last year, or 37.8% at the year end. Now, this reflects stable impairment in the established markets and a slight increase in the new markets where we're serving a larger proportion of new customers who do have a higher risk profile, but that's just to be expected. So I have to say that we're pleased with Digital's performance, and our expectation is that we'll continue to deliver good credit issue growth and, most importantly, the maiden profit for IPF Digital in 2019. So if I were to sum up for Q1 then, I'd say that Justin and I are pleased with the solid performance at a group level, and particularly the continuing strong operational performance delivered by Home Credit, as well as the really good top-line growth in digital. And clearly, we're addressing the collections challenges that I've just described in Mexico, and I expect that with renewed rigor in that business, this market will return to improved future performance. So that's the summary for our Q1, and with that, I'll hand it back to Simon to open it up for any questions, and we'd be happy to answer those for you.
Thank you very much, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, if you would like to ask a question at this time, please signal by pressing *1 on your telephone keypad. You can remove yourself from the queue at any stage by pressing *2. If you are using a speakerphone, please make sure your mute function is turned off to allow your signal to reach our equipment. Once again, if you wish to ask a question at this time, please press *1. We'll pause for just one moment to give everyone the opportunity to signal for questions. It appears, sir, there are no participants signaling for questions at this time.
Okay, thank you, Simon. Well, just to reiterate for, you know, for both Justin and myself, a solid start to the year. You're going to see a bit of a trade-off between Mexico and European home credit in terms of profitability as we go through the year. But, you know, in terms of guidance, the outlook for the year, we're comfortable with that. Balance sheet is very solid. Portfolio quality is excellent. On the treasury side, the funding position is really good, plenty of headroom, and obviously pleased to see those ratings changes there that I just mentioned. IPF Digital continues to grow very strongly. So all in all, a good quarter, and we look forward to updating you further at the half-year results. Thank you very much for joining the call this morning. Thank you, Simon.
Ladies and gentlemen, this concludes today's call. Thank you for your participation. You may now disconnect.